Okay, today's daf is about Zara, daf Yud Gimel. And we are on Yud Beis Mabez. Yud Beis Mabez, the Mishnah, we'll start with, as we continue all the halachas of doing business, not doing business with the various of the Avodah Zarah on the days that they have their holidays, because of the worry that they'll be moded to their Avodah Zarah, or other problems, as we might see today. So says the Mishnah, Ir Shiyesh Ba Avodas Kochavim, a city that has Avodas Kochavim in it, V'hayu Ba Chanuyos Mutaros Ve'ena Mutaros, thank you. And there are stores there that are decorated, some of them decorated, some of them not decorated. Decorated with what? Decorated with items that were used for the Avodah Zarah. So it's a simon that they identify with the Avodah Zarah. So they're decorated, not decorated. So Zehaya Maisa, as you might think, say that, you know, nowadays people don't really think about what they're doing. But, you know, if there are trees in the store at a certain time of year, that's an identification with a certain religion. I don't know how much people think about it nowadays. But, you know, in the olden days, if that was true and that was a way that you connected to the religion and the ceremonies that took place, so then, and maybe as we'll see, it was a way that you got out of paying taxes. So any of that, you know, might have been a simon. So let's say you walk into it. You have a city and you have some stores that are ma'utar and some stores that are not ma'utar. Zehaya Maisa beBeit She'an. This was the story in Beit She'an. Va'amru Chachamim. Hamu'utaros asuros v'she'ena mutaros mutaros. Chacham said the ones that were mu'utar were asur, and the ones that were not mu'utar, that didn't have decorations on it from the Avodah Zarah, one was mutar to do business with. The question is why? Isn't there a gzera? The first Mishnah we learned, masu matan. So what do you mean it's mutar to do business with these cities? So set with these stores. So says Rashi, last Rashi on the Mishnah, Ein mutaros mutaros. Deba osan she'ein mutaros lo shakli minayu michsa avodas kochavim. Those that do not have the decorations on it, they didn't take taxes that went straight to the Avodah Zarah. V'lo matil avodas kochavim hana minayu. So number one, the avodas kochavim didn't get direct hana'ah. The imi shub de nosev and nosev biyom eidam. I have at the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Says Rashi, Hanimili, Lizvune luhu, Dilma mazvin le behema, Vazul makrav le lavodas gochavim. What's the Isra of Masu Matan? Selling things to them. Inami, Derech lokeach, Liosameach, Vazul modi. Or, right, selling things to them because they might use it for the Avodah Zarah, or they're really happy. They're really happy that if they buy something from you. But to buy something from them, something that's going to last anyway, so that is mutter because stam mocher is atzev. What does Rashi here say? Rashi seems to say a big chiddush. Tosfos says it sounds like Rashi was chozer bo from when he wrote earlier in the Masechta, that the whole issue of masu matan that we had on Daf Beis and earlier was only in terms of buying things from them, not two directions. Only selling things to them. Selling things to them is the problem. But buying things from them that will last anyway, if it's a davar shenu miskayim, if it's something that's about to go rotten and you buy it, so he's going to be very happy because he got rid of it. But if it's a davar hamiskayim, so then it is mutter. That's the chiddush of Rashi here. Well, because you have to explain why is it mutter in the Mishnah from the Einam Mutaros. It's still a city of with its yom aid should be aser. So Rashi explains because the only iser was selling and not buying. Tosfos cannot accept that. Tosfos says it sounds like from many sources that it goes in both directions. Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ir, he quotes Rashi. And he cannot accept him, so he gives his own shot, the last three lines of that Tosas, ear. Lakach Piresh Rabbeinu Meir, Tahacha Mairi, Biyarid, Sha'asu Lahaniach Bo Mechas, Vishalo Biyomeda Mairi. This mission is about a different topic. This mission is not about the day of their holidays. It's just a day that they have a market. They have a Yerid. And they have a Yerid to help get rid of Asu Lahaniach Bo Mechas, right? To help out with the taxes. And that's why, if there's not Ma'utah, there's no Isser. It's not a Yom Eid. And if it's a totally different issue, as we'll talk more about in the Gemara. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Gemara. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Says Reish Lakish. Machlokas here coming up. Lo shanu ela mu'utaros beveret vahadas. When do we say mu'utaros are problematic? That's only if it's decorated with sweet-smelling items. With flowers to come is hani me recha, because you get hana'ah from the reach. You go there, you go close to there, you get hana'a from the sweet smell, and that's why it's a problem. Avo mu'utaros beperos, mu'utaros. But if it's mu'utar, if it's decorated with fruit, no problem. My taima, de amar kra lo yidvak biyadcha mu'uma menacherim, because Rish Lakish Shita is, as the pasuk we alluded to yesterday in Rashi, you shouldn't have anything to do with avodah zara is an issa daraisa to get benefit from, nehenehu de asur, avo mahane shari. You can't get benefit from avodah zara, but being mahane avodah zara, giving benefit to an avodah kochavim, that is mutter. That is the shita of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Afilu mu'utar es beperos nami asur. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if it's mu'utar with fruit, it is still asur. Why? Kal v'chomer, nana asur, mahana lo kol shekein. If you can't get benefit, surely you can't get benefit. It's even worse. Says Rabbi Yochanan, so again, it's a machlokes, even in direction. Rabbi Yochanan says they're both aser, but it's a machlokes. Exactly what should be more aser? Rabbi Yochanan says even being mahana the avodah zara is more aser than even being nana from the avodah zara. Sorry. Okay. So machlokes are mishlokes and Rabbi Yochanan. Very important tosis. Tosis dibur maskil ella beverit vahadas. Very halacha lemaisa. Tosis says, what does it say from this gemara? Walking by a avodah zara store, right? You have these sweet smelling, these vered and hadas on the store. It is aser. Why? Because you're going to smell it. Ask Tosfos. Who gives this answer? Who's talking here? The stomach of the Gemara. It sounds like we paskin this way. But one second, there's a sugya later on in avodah zara that's very important for in terms of using one oven, two ovens. What are you allowed to cook in the oven? Open, closed. The sugya that known as bas tiha. What's the sugya bas tiha? Tosis quotes it. Samach vav amebeis. If you look good there, the Gemara says, Samach vav amebeis, this is the sugya of recha milsa, recha lav milsa. The question is, they used to smell the wine barrels to figure out if the wine was still good. They used to smell the wine experts. They used to go, was the wine still good, or was it turning into nischames? Was it becoming vinegar? So that's the sugya samach vav amebeis. Hai bas tiha. The barrel of wine. Obed Gochavim bid the Yisrael Shaper Dami. A goy could test and check out a Jew's barrel of wine. Yisrael bid Obed Gochavim. What about a Jew checking out a non-Jew's barrel of wine? Could he check and tell the guy whether, let's say you have a Jewish wine expert. That's what he does for a living. He goes and smells wines and tells people if they're still good or not. Is he allowed to smell that? What's the issue? The issue is if it's Yayin Nesach, then he's smelling Yayin Nesach wine. Says the Gemara, Abaya Amar Asa, Rava Amar Mutter, Machlokas. We paskin like Rava. Abaya Amar Asa, Recha Milsahi. Recha, smelling, is something significant halachically, and therefore it's Asar. Rava Amar Mutter, Recha Lav Milsahi. Rava says it's Mutter. Why? Because Recha Lav Milsahi. Where does he know it from? So it's based on a Mishnah in Trumos. If you have a oven that you had Truma spices in, and you put a bread, you put a challah on top of the oven, and now the bread smells like, the truma. Is Yisrael allowed to eat it? Anyway, this is the sugya of recha. So we pass on like Rava, make your adin. Recha la milsa. That the smell, don't worry about smell. There's a separate issue, which we're not going to get into now, and that's called zeya. There's two issues in an oven. Recha, zeya. Recha is by solid items where there's no moisture that comes out of it. Right, if you bake something that is a soup, right? That's something that's very liquidy, a whole thing with tons of gravy. It might be a little moist, but that's recha. Tzugiv recha. Recha is lav milsa. Zeya already is something different with its moisture. That's a more serious issue. That's amazingly not in Shas. The sugya of recha is discussed right here, Slamach Vavim Abeis, and in our Tosfos here. Zeya is a tshuvas harash. That's the source of zeya. So some say, why isn't Zeya in the Gemara? Maybe there's no such thing as Zeya. But this is the sugya of Recha. So ask Tosfos, why does our Gemara say Vered and Hadas are a problem of Recha? If that Gemara later on at Samach Vav Mabeis says Recha La Milsa, answers Tosfos, the T-rate, second line of Tosfos, the shiny Vered Vahadas, the Ikarayu L'Recha Kaimi. No, really, this case is different, because the Vered and the Hadas, they're made for smelling. What else are sweet-smelling flowers there for? That's the whole purpose. So something that's made for smelling, so that's Recha Milsa. Vahavi kamo ktores. Daf la'achar shenazes mitzvaso. There's like ktores, even after you fulfill the mitzvah of ktores in the base of Mikdash, nehi she'emolin bo, isura mi'aika. It's still an isur l'chadchila, even though there is no more me'ila. Then Tosa says, maybe Avodah Zarah is different in our Gemara. And then he quotes maybe Bas Tiha, there's a different kind of case there, but anyway, this is the sugya that Tosas quotes of Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. Maybe here it's different, Ikar La Hariach, maybe it's different by Avodah Zarah Mamish, even more chamor than Yai Nesach, which is the sugya of that Gemara. Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin. So if you look on the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh Day, in Kuf Ches, as the sugyas of Bas V'Chalav Taroves, so in Kuf Ches, Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein solin basar kshera in basar nevela o shel behema tmeya batana rechad. In the same oven at the same time, you can't cook kosher or non-kosher. I don't think anybody here is ready to do that. Cooking fleishiks and milchiks in the same oven at the same exact time, open. If one of them's closed, it's a little different. If someone has tinfoil closed on it, that's a different oven. So, but says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. The afal pi shei nogim ze baze, even though they're not touching. Well, they're not touching. V'imtsalan arizet. Why not? Why not? Because we paskin recha milsa l'chadchila. Recha milsa l'chadchila. So recha milcha mean aroma. Aroma. I didn't say the word yet. It's recha is aroma. Aroma passes through the air into the other item if you're cooking them at the same time. That's the sugya of recha. Zeya already, we said it's something else. Zeya might go onto the oven and then when you cook the thing afterwards, it might drip down on it. That's why. But recha means same time. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do it. If you roast them, that's mutter. Because what happens with roasting, everything drips down. Nothing's going up and into the other thing. Etc. If you have a huge oven, so then it is okay. If it's if one of them is covered. And then he quotes, afterwards, Bidi Eved, it is okay. What does Bidi Eved mean? When's the Bidi Eved? Let's say you have something Parav and something Fleisha cooked in the oven at the same time. So what's the Bidi Eved? So the Bidi Eved, Rama says, it's still a Kadchila not to eat the other item with something Melchik. That's still a Kadchila. Bidi Eved, if you did it, it's fine. You didn't eat something raw. You didn't eat something bad. But anyway, that is the sugya of Recha that is discussed right here in the Shulchan Aruch. It also comes up with the Shulchan Aruch, also a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, a Gemara in Psachim. I think it's going to be alluded to later on also, and that is, there's an Issur D'Rabbanan that's come up in the past of making milchik bread. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan. You're not allowed to make bread that's milchik. Why? Because bread's a staple of life. You eat bread at every meal, and the worry is that if you eat bread and you put it at every meal, you're going to put it down when you have a fleishik meal. So that's why there was an Issur D'Rabbanan to make milchik bread. The question is, in this type of case, if you bake it with something milchik in the, is that also considered milchik bread? How do Thomas's English muffins have a heksher? It's OUD. Right? So they say it's made in a certain way. It comes in a certain package. Anyway, not gonna get to that sugya now. We discussed that back in the Maseches Psachim. But again, this is the sugya of Recha, which Tosas brings up. This Tosas. The next Tosas also is an important tosis regarding a different sugya. So we have, remember the Gemara, Machlokas or Yish Lakash and Rabbi Yochanan, is one allowed to be mehane an Avodah Zarah? Nen Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees, is Aser. Yish Lakash comes along and says, no, only mehane is only Nen is Aser, but mehane is Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Nen is Aser, Kol Shekein mehane. So Tosis asks on Yish Lakash from a Gemara again later on. The Gemara says later on in Kol Tzlamim, Daf Mem Zayin, let's say somebody shares a wall with a base Avodas Kochavim. You share a wall, your house abuts a base Avodas Kochavim, and then the wall falls down. The wall falls down, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara later on, Asur Levnoso. You can't rebuild it, right? Because you're building a wall, you're for a base Avodas Zara. Says the Gemara there, V'hakash Shavik Rav Chal Avodas Kochavim, if you don't build it, then you're giving it more space. Now they have all this space to do whatever they want in. So the question is, what's the question? You're allowed to be mahana according to Rish Lakish. You're giving hana, but so what? So Tosas has two opposite answers. The question is, what's the rule? What's the exception? You read the two answers, like, okay, two answers. But if you think about it, each of the answers are giving a different, what's the rule? What's the exception? First answer Tosas says, V'yesh lomar, da hasam ika hana'a yisera. What's the first answer of Tosfos? The rule is what Reish Lakish says here. Mahana is mutter. Over there, that's a lot of mahana. You're giving him a couple, the giving the avodas kachavim a couple extra feet to do whatever they want. Wow. You're being really being mahana then. So Tosfos' first answer is really, the rule is mahana is mutter. There is a special din, it's too much, and that's why it's aser. Varabedu tam pireish. Rabbi Tam says, in Lomdis, it's just the opposite. Devadai kala mahana asur. Really, the rule is what it says over there. It's asur. Levad mehacha, here, is different. Mepnei sheyesh ba'osa hana bizayon avodas kochavim. Sheparei ha-meches, lefi sheino machshav avodas kochavim, kol kach sheyasim ha-atar abrosho. As we'll see, the case that we're going to be discussing in a minute, mehane. Mahana is a case that, oh, the rule is whoever puts on this flower crown on their head doesn't have to pay the taxes. So if I refuse to put it on, I'm going to end up giving extra taxes to the avodah zarah. So what is he getting? An extra few bucks? That's not so much, I know. So really the rule is usur, but here's mutter because you're not really being mahana. That's a fascinating 2 days of Tosfos, but two opposite days of Tosfos. What's the rule and what's the exception? Okay, back to the Gemara.
What is the basis of the Kol
Shekein? What's the basis of the Kol Shekein? Right, so it's I looked around a little bit.
You just say it's a matter-of-factly.
Right. It sounds like it's even worse. You have to know what's the root of this Isser of being connected to Avodah Zarah. So it sounds like the root is giving, not just getting. Maybe when you're Nehaneh, that's a good thing for the Avodah Zarah. So, but that's not as much as actually giving them something. That's how you have to say it's a type of svara. That's why it's, remember, the Reish Lakish rejects the svara. Obviously, just the opposite. So whatever svara you give, you have to be able to say the opposite. Right. Okay, third line. Meisvei. Rabbi Nassan Amar. Let's ask a kasha on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Nassan says, Yom Shavodos Kochavim Maneches Boas Ameches. The day that the Avodos Kochavim lets people not pay taxes. Right, it's a big holiday, so they don't pay taxes that day. Machrizin va'omrim, so they make the following announcement. Kol mi shenotel atara, whoever takes this what's it called? One of those circular,
wreaths,
right. Well, one of these wreaths, whoever takes a wreath and puts it on their head, v'yaniach barosho, u'barosh chamoro, you put it on your, right, it's basically a bumper sticker. You put it on your head and you put it on your donkey. L'chvod avodas kochavim, yaniach lo samachas. You know what? You're not paying taxes that day. Right, because you identify, right? But if you don't, so then you have to pay taxes. So Yehudi Shiripsa Shamayase, what's this Jew supposed to do there? What's the Jew supposed to do? Manafshach, he's a problem. Yaniach, if he puts the wreath on Nimsanene, he's getting Hana. What Hana is he getting? It smells great, Rashi says. It smells great, he's Nene. Rashi says, fourth line. Nene min harayach. Shall asavim or shall besamim? You're smelling the sweet smelling flowers on the wreath. You're getting hana. Tosva says it can't be talking about the hana that you are not going to have to pay the taxes because that's your money. You're getting to keep your money. That's called hana. So Tosva says that can't be the hana that's being discussed. The little Tosus. Tosva says Yaniach. He quotes Rashi and he explains Rashi. Baruch Hashem, there's Achtus today, Rashi and Tosfos. Pirsha Kutras, Yaniach Atar Barosho, V'nipsa Nenem in Areach, V'yav Abisha Maniach Lo Zameches, even though he's not going to have to pay taxes for it, V'yene, Eino Nikra Nenem Yavodas Kochavim, Kivat Shamo Shalo. And again, this is not a Mamish Avodah Zarah, right? It's not Yehari Val Yavar. It's not even Maris Ayin, like we said yesterday, maybe, right? What would the Rishonim who said Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is Aser? They would have to say, yeah, this is a Maris Ayin. Everybody knows you're doing it because you don't want to pay the taxes. Everybody knows that. So what is it? It's the Tosfos says, it's just an identification with this Avodah Zarah in order not to pay the taxes. So that is what Rashi and Tosfos say. You're allowed to have this identification to get off from paying taxes. We're still in the middle of the Brisa, but just a quote, the Meiri says here, this Gemara is similar to a Gemara we had back in Maseches Nedarim. A long time ago. The Meiri here says, Hakibla lahanachas hameches mutter. If you do it for hanachas hameches, to get it, it's mutter. Shari mutter af lehishtadel bakach. You're even allowed to try to do whatever you can to get out of paying taxes. Why? The Gemara says in Nedarim, Shari le inish lemeimar Avda de Beinura ana, velo Yehivna Mechsa. There's a Gemara in the Dara that we had in Daf Samach Beis that says you're allowed to say, I'm a fire worshiper. If there's a certain Avodah Zarah that has to do with the fire, you're allowed to say, I'm a fire worshiper. I don't show that to be the taxes. The Meiri there says, you really mean, Eish Das Lamo, that the Torah is fire, right? Eish Shchor Al Gabi Eish Levana. But in this type of circumstance where the taxes aren't even anyway, it's just that if you're with this Avodah Zarah, you don't pay taxes. If you're not, you're not. So it's already not Dina de Machus Adina. Remember, one of the rules of Dina de Machus Adina is the law of the land is the law. If it's against the Jews, then it's not, you don't have to do it. If it's against the Jews, if it's against Halacha, if it's all equal, then you have to pay taxes. You have to pay taxes. But if it's something that's anti-Jewish, so that you can do whatever you can to try to get out of it. So says the Meiri, so to hear. So, Rava Bishish, the Farshala Daitainu Dafka Beinurashum Shutvafla Torah, but still, you're allowed to do that. So here too, you're allowed to put it, you would be able to put it on, except for the nana. So yania, chnimsa nana. If you put on the wreath, said you're being nana from the smell. Lo yania, if you don't put it on, nimsa mehana. If you don't put it on, because then you're going to have to pay taxes. You're going to have to give them money of yours. So what are you supposed to do here? Mikan amru hanosev anoti b'shuk shel avodas kochavim. So therefore, what do we say? If you're in a shuk of avodas kochavim, so then basically, whatever you you should try not to be there. Try not to be there because either way you're going to be stuck. But if you're there and you happen to get something from the market, so you have to make sure you don't get any benefit from this, from any of the items. So hanosev anoti behema teyaker a behema, you should do something, injuring it with its hooves, as we had yesterday. We'll talk more about that today. Peros.
Well, why is he paying tax? He's buying something, isn't he?
No. Those are just to pay separate taxes. It's that they give out tax relief on certain holidays. Tax relief. Certain holidays, as long as you identify with the holiday. So, behema teyaker, the animal that you get, which might smack of Avodah Zarah Teyaker, you have to injure so you can't get benefit. Peros Ksus V'Kelem Yirakvu, Yirkavu. Fruit and other types of kelim you just have to leave to rot, and you can't use them. Ma'os V'Klei Matchos Yolich Liam HaMelech. Money and metal kelim you got to throw into the Dead Sea. So all of these you can't get benefit from. The Ezeo Iker, finishing the Brisa. HaMenasher Parsose HaMenaku Bolamata. You have to cut the tendons low down. So we had yesterday, it's not a way that makes it a trefa. We had the discussion of Rashi and Tosis, what exactly was the problem with that yesterday. But that is the Brisa. But what do you see from the Brisa? Ktani mihas, what does it say in the Brisa? Yaniach, nimsamahan nana. If you don't put it on, you get benefit. Lo yaniach, if you put it on, you get benefit. Lo yaniach, if you don't put it on, nimsamahane. So you see mahana is a problem. Kasha and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says only nana is a problem. Not mahana. Amra b'sharshi b'reid ravidi. Kasava Rav Shimon ben Lakish Pligi Rabbanan Alei Rav Nasan. This whole Brisa was Rav Nasan. Rish Lakish would say the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan argue under Brisa. Rabbanan say that even Mahana is Asur. Va'anad Amri Kirabbanan. The Rabbanan would hold that Mahana is Mutter. Va'anad Amri Kirabbanan. And Rish Lakish would say, I hold like the Rabbanan. The Pligi Alei that argue with him. Rabbi Yochanan's over low Pligi. So it's a Machlokas and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether there's another Shita out there. Rabbi Yochanan would say, everybody agrees Mahana is Asur. And Rish Lakish would say, no, they argue. Velo, is that really true? Velo pligi? Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Holchim li yirid shel avodei kochavim. You're allowed to go to the yirid, the marketplace of the avodei kochavim. Velo chemehem behem avanim ushvachos. You're allowed to buy animals, avadim, servants, ushvachos, batim, visados, vikramim. You're allowed to buy all these items from the yirid. Vikosevu ma'ale ba'ar koshalahen. You're even allowed to go to a non-Jewish authority. Our kos here, the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean like our kos in other context of judges. You're not going to a judge. No, there's no fight here. You're just allowed to go to their authorities and get it stamped. Because you want to have proof for it later on. You're allowed to get the whatever authority is needed. Because you're saving it for their hand. Because if you have a problem later on, so then it's going to be, you're not going to be able to get it. So this is 2 days in the Meiri in Moikatan, where this where also comes up. What about for a prophet? Is that also considered Matzel Miyadam? Does Matzel Miyadam should be taken literally? You're going to lose money? Or is regular business practice called matzel miyadam? That's 2 days in the Meiri. Continuing, v'imaya kohen, and if he's a kohen that's involved in this, metame b'chutz laaretz. You're even allowed to be metame in chutz laaretz, right? Because tumas chutz laaretz has tumas has a tumah derabanan ladunu la'areri mohem to go and have a din Torah with them to be able to get your property back. Ukeshev shematame b'chutz laaretz, just like you're allowed to be metame in chutz laaretz, which is a tumah derabanan. Kach metame b'beis hakfaris. So too, a kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery. What? B'beis hakfaris al gadaytuch. Is that going to a cemetery? Tumah d'oraisa he. That's d'oraisa. What do you mean tumah going into a cemetery? Ela beis apras d'rabanan. It means a beis apras. We've had a beis apras means a cemetery which was plowed over, and therefore the worry is that there is somewhere in the cemetery which we don't see a bone the size of a barley seed, and that's the size of tumah for a bone. Etzem kisaora. Right, halacha Moshe b'Sinai. You're worried that there's something there over the fields. There's a tumah. It's also be derabanan to go in there. So he's allowed to be mitami himself, be derabanan to for dinim amanis. Mitame, and the Gemara, the Brisa just adds in. By the way, you're also allowed to go to Eretz Chutz Laaretz mitame yourself, lil motor v'lisa isha, to learn Torah and to get married. Those are the two that are mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Saib is not Shein Moshe Lilmo. That's only if you don't have anybody in Eretz Yisrael that can teach you. If you have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael that's just as good and just as effective for you, then you can't go to Chutz Laaretz. Can't go. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Filo Bizmacha Mosi Lomod, Yitzvah. No, even so. Even if there's somebody with the same abilities, but you personally want to go to a certain Rebbe, in Chutz Laaretz you're allowed to. Lafisha Ein Adam Zocha Lomo Miko. Because learning is very, very personal. But if you have a Rebbe in Chutz Laaretz that you feel is you need at a certain time, then you could go there. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ma'ase Rabbi Yossi v'Kohen, Shalach Acharabo L'Tzidon L'Lomot Torah. He went to Tzidon to learn Torah. So this is a whole old Brisa. The first part of it, though, is the one that's important for us. What does it say? So this Brisa says, you're allowed to buy all these things from the marketplace. You're allowed to buy all these from the marketplace. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan obviously knew of this Brisa. Because look, he says the halacha like Rabbi Yossi at the end in the issue of Talmud Torah. So if he knew of the brisa and it says you're allowed to buy this, what do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan says they don't argue. They don't argue, meaning in terms of behana and nana from an avodah zara, alma pligi. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Yochanan must hold that they do argue. So what do you mean that they hold that they don't? They argue. It must be that they do argue. So let's just finish. Says the Gemara, amlech Rabbi Yochanan lo alma pligi. No, maybe they don't argue. What do you mean? Meaning one brisa that says you're allowed to buy items from the marketplace of Avodas Gochavim, and one says not. Below kasha, kan bilokech mina tagar, the shakli michsa minei. One is a case where you're buying directly from the merchant who has to pay taxes. So everything that you give him, a percentage of that will go to the Avodas Zara. That's asur. Kan bilokech mina balabayas, to lo shakli michsa minei. One, you buy from the balabayas that you're not shakli michsa. They're not going to directly take taxes from. We had back in Bava Metzia, remember Bava Basra? In the middle of Bava Basra, we spoke about three types of people in the process of selling merchandise. You have the farmers, you have the wholesalers, and you have the storekeepers. Right? The three people involved. So here, the Gemara is saying there's a difference between the number two and number three. The storekeepers don't pay taxes directly. It's only the wholesalers, the setones, as they were called then. So that is the chilek between the brises. Two ha'aris. Number one is Tosis. Tosis here talks about leaving to Chutz Laaretz to learn Torah to go get married. First of all, what do the Achronim say? That it does. There are limitations here on Lomo Torah. If you have another Rebbe, there are no limitations here for Lisa Isha. Sounds like wherever you think you could find your match, you know, there's a little more flexibility by Lisa Isha than by Lomo Torah.
So isn't this
price
limited to Kohanim?
Is the price that only a Kohen can go learn Torah there? At least the first part, the Tumah part of it, is limited to Kohanim. I think the Zaka part could be talking about Yisraelim. Nothing unique about the Kohen and Torah and marriage. But the Tosfos says, Lomo Torah v'lisa Isha, Pirish, V'dayto lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael. The only heter here is if you have in mind to come back. V'dayto lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael. The ilu ein dayto lachzor, Omar b'ksubas b'perek beiz, Achiv shalzeh, nasav ones v'chavim, umeis. Somebody's brother, the Gemara says in Ksubas, somebody's brother died who he had to do Yibam to. And it was in Chutz Laaretz. He had to go do Yibam there. Umeis. Baruch HaMakom Sheharago. The Gemara has a lashon that, he lived in Chutz Laaretz. V'zei Yarach Rav Chutz Laaretz, and he went. Either way, you see that, what do you mean? Even if Daito Lachzor. The Gemara says, no, but Dafka, so you see that he wasn't going with Daito Lachzer, and that's why it was a problem. That's Tosfos' proof. So number one limitation on the Gemara is only if Daito Lachzer. Number two, the Dafka Bahanach Mitzvahs Shehin Chashuvos, Lil Motora, Shegodot Tamatara, maybe Shemavila De Maisa, the Ishanami, the Chsevo Toba Raha. And even the Gemara is limited to two special mitzvahs. That's the only time you're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. Two very special mitzvahs, Torah and marriage. Avol Shar Mitzvahs Lo, but not for other mitzvahs. V'achim Masha Perakdal de Megillah, that's what it sounds like in Megillah. And then he quotes, if you look in the She'iltos, it sounds like just the opposite. It says, these mitzvahs are more kal. More kal. Kal Koshekein, Koshekein other mitzvahs. Anyway, this is the sugyej. One hour, I had a shayla yesterday, very interesting shayla. I didn't get to look up the answer yet. Related to Daito Lachzer. It's a family that's here, that came to Eretz Yisrael, planning to stay here, hopefully. They're here for the year, but they're planning to stay here. And they asked them, so what should we do about Yontif? I said, well, first of all, you got a three-day Yontif no matter what this year. Right? Rosh Hashanah, no matter who you are, you got a three-day Yontif. But after that, there are a couple of three-day Yontifs that you can get out of. But I say, you planning to be here? You planning to stay here? You trying to get it? You're not planning to go back? Yeah. It's okay. One day. One day. So now you have, but we have a problem. The husband has to go back for work, and he's going to be there the first day Sukkos. So what does he keep? His family's going to be here. They're planning to be here. But he's never been here yet. But he's going to be a Chutz Laaretz, the first one. He's never been here. Is he a Ben Eretz Yisrael? He's been here for a couple of weeks. Interesting question. Because how can you call yourself a Ben Eretz Yisrael if you're the first yacht if you're not here? Anyway, I says families, they definitely keep one. But anyway, so stay tuned. Number one. Number two, the other issue is that's quoted in Tosfos is a question that we've dealt with many times. It's been about a year, so I think we can mention it again. And that is, Tosfos says, Talmud Torah and getting married, you don't get greater mitzvahs than that. Talmud Torah, it's Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Getting married, awesome. What is Tosfos' quote? Lo sohu bara l'sheves yitzara. Pasuk in Navi that he's supposed to populate the world. Oh, come on! What's your Tosfos' quote? I'll give you two choices. How about the pasuk that's the source for the mitzvah of getting married, according to the Rambam? Ki yikach eshisha, last week's parsha. It's a mitzvah to get married. Or at least, quote, pruvu. Ki yikach is a hechsher mitzvah for pruvu. Ki yikach, so, what is this quoting a pasuk in Navi for? The Rabbanan. What about the mitzvah deraisa for pruvu? So again, it doesn't really work here, but maybe Tosfos just says it because Tosfos says it elsewhere as well. Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. This is what we've mentioned many times. Tosfos there said, the Mishnah there said that if you have a person who is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, somebody who's half and half, so then we force, how do you have a person who's half and half? A person has two masters, and then one of the masters freed the Eved. The other one didn't. He's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So the Beis Shammai there, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says that Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai at the end of the day, that you have to force the other master to free him. Why? Because what's his Eved supposed to do? He can't get married. He can't marry a free woman because he's half Eved. He can't marry an Shifcha because he's half free. To let him sit and not get married, that's not fair. Why? The mitzvah, lo sobera, lo sheves yitzara. Ask Tosfos, what about Puruvu? What about Puruvu? So you can move the whole, everything closer if you want, right? So what about Puruvu? Says Tosfos, we wouldn't force him because of the mitzvah of Puruvu. We only force him for lo sobera lo sheves yitzara. Why? What's the difference? Tosfos says, if it's just puravu, you'd say, Oneis rachmana patre. What can you do? But for puravu, you don't say, Oneis rachmana patre. What's the difference? So, we've mentioned the Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says there are two types of mitzvahs. He says this in Lekatov Simin Chafalaf. Where is it? Yud Gimel, I'm sorry. Yud Gimel. Chaf Aleph was the Minchas Asher from yesterday. The Ratzon Hashem was Chaf Aleph and Bereishis. Asin Daraisa Klal Yud Gimel. Says the Minchas Asher, says the Rav Yosef Engel, that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are action-oriented mitzvahs and result-oriented mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs ben Adam HaChavero are result-oriented mitzvahs. So there are the mitzvahs, Bikur Cholim, and this and that. Bikur Cholim, result-oriented. Most ben Adam HaMakom are mice-oriented mitzvahs. Those two have a very different different lemaisa when it comes to the principle of ones. If an ones occurs, do I get the mitzvah anyway? It's as if you did it. Or do I say, I'm sorry, you didn't do it, but we're not going to hold you responsible? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it depends. If it's a result or oriented mitzvah, biker cholim, my car breaks down on the way to the hospital, I never get to go visit the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, don't worry, I'll give you credit. Of course not. If I didn't do it, I didn't do it. It's result oriented. But if I don't have enough money for an esrog, and I don't get to take an esrog, Hashem could say it as if you did it. because it's Maisor oriented. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's the difference between Puravu and Lasheves. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he says. Puravu is Maisor oriented. You have a mitzvah to have a child. You can't do it? Okay, what can you do? We wouldn't force a master to free his Eved for that, because we'll give him credit. We'll give him credit. Onis Rechon HaPatri is as if you did it. By Puravu. Loso Bara is result oriented. You have to populate the world. Lasheves Yitzara. If you don't populate the world, the Maisa, you didn't fulfill it. That's why would force the master to free the Eved for Losohu. So Tos was there, makes a big deal about Loso Bara. So maybe that's why he quotes it here. Not exactly sure why. Here is Lav Dafku. We're not talking about result versus maybe we wouldn't allow you to leave Eretz Yisrael because we say you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't find a wife. Oh, so it does fit. I'm sorry. It does. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, what can you do? What can you do? But for Loso Bara, result oriented. So that's why. Beautiful. That's great. So now this Tosas fits in beautifully to the Tosas in Gid Naf Emalf. Now you know why Tosas is Loso Bara. Because it's also a case where Ones, we'd say, we wouldn't force for Puravu, but we'd force for Loso. There's some out there that are saying, yeah, it fits. Why don't you say it in the first place? Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes I work a little slow. Okay, Viter. Let's continue. Omar Mar. Behema Teyaker. So according to a couple of points of the Braisa. A Behema, you have to rip out some of the tendons. V'ayikatzar balechayim, as Tosas asked yesterday, what about the tzar balechayim? Amar Abaya, Amar Rachmana, v'esuseihem ta'aker. Now there's a pasuk in Yoshua. The horses, do this to the horses. Do this to the horses. You see it, you see Yoshua did it. Ask Tosas, maybe that was a special din. Tosfas said, the animals that you pick up from your enemy, so you have to do this too. So Tosfas says something that's not 100% move on. Tosfas says, no, the fact that it's in Yoshua, vada yishlam koach. What does that mean? So explains the Mlo HaRoam in the back, one of the Achronim, that once Yoshua did it, that's a precedent. That's a precedent. That's how Chazal viewed in Yoshua. It wasn't a rasha. It's a precedent that this is what you do in certain cases where you don't want to have benefit from it. Omar Mar, Ezeo Ikur, what is Ikur Menashe Bar Zazem in Arkubo Lamata? Ikur means you rip out some of the tendons. V'ramini, but we have a different shot. What Ikur is, Ein Matishin V'ein Machrimin V'ein Marichin Bizman Hazeh. You're not supposed to give things to the base of Mikdash today. It could just cause problems. Makdish, that's giving it directly to the base of Mikdash. Machrimin, Cheirim is a different way to be Makdish something. Some different discussion in Hilm Misefes Erechin is does Cheirim go to the Kohanim? Does Cheirim go to Beth Kabayis? Either way, you're not supposed to do that today. And you can't be Marich, right? Marich, giving somebody's value to the base of Mikdash. Shouldn't do that today. Just cause problems. Vim Hikdash Vachrim Beherich, and if you did, Behema Teyaker. You got to get rid of all the items because you don't want people to violate Me'ilah. So Behema. You are Teaker, we'll see what that means. Peros Ksus Vekalim Yerakvu, you let them rot. Mos Veklay Matras, Yulikum Melach, Klay Matras, you throw it into the sea. Vezeo Ikur, and what's Ikur? No, Aldelas Pafanev, Yimesame Aleha. You close the door and you let it starve. Vimesame Aleha. So you see Ikur is something else. So what is Ikur? Does Ikur mean actively injuring the animal? Or just saying, I'm not going to get involved in this? And just closing it off. So which is Ikur? Two answers. Answer number one, by the way, Tosva says, letting it rot, while it rots, you have to put it in a place where you're not going to use it. That's the top Tosva's one-liner. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks for something to rot. You have to put it in a place where you're not going to use it. And also, throwing it to the Yamamelach, what about to the Mediterranean? What about to the Kinneret? As we dafka the Yamamelach? So Tosva says, if you throw it whole, it's got to be to the Yamamelach. Because you're worried it's going to wash up somewhere else. If you throw it whole, throw it to the Yamamelach destroys it. Any other water source, any other body of water, it's got to be broken up and smashed up first and then thrown in. So that's why Yamamelach is a little better. So what's Ikur? So two answers, Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, first answer. Shiny. So why is here? Again, what's the Sira? When you're mocked or something Bizman Hazeh, it says you got to leave it in a room and just close the door. While in the case of buying something from a marketplace of Avodah Zarah, you have to actively do it. So look up to Arbaya says, Shani Hasam, Mishum Bizayan Kachim. No, but when it comes to a carbon, you don't want to do that to the carbon. It's Bizayan. You're going to deface a carbon. Biyadayim. You don't like that. You shouldn't do that. Nishchadeh Mishchitz, why don't you shecht it? Why don't you just shecht it? Shecht it, and then, you don't have to do this. That won't be a zilzul in it. So, asabul yithakal. And if you shecht it, you might come to eat it. It's a carbon. For the shavye gistera, what is the gistera? Why don't you just chop it in half? We need to kill it in a way that is, you don't have to leave it, then it'll take time. Just chop it in it. Amar abaya, amar krav, nitatam, esmiz v'chosam, v'chulo, sasak, el Hashem l'keichem. You can't act destructively on dvarim shebektusha, whether it means a shul, which is the context of the pasuk, or even a karban. You can't do it. But that is all answer number one. Abaya says, it's bizarre in kachim, and there's no other way to do it. No other way to do it. Tosfos also here has an important halacha lemaisa ha'ara, and that is, we just close the door by these karbanis. What about bechor? You can't have other karbanis. You can't have, the Gemara says, don't make karbanis today. But there's one karban that comes automatically. That's a firstborn. A firstborn of a kosher animal. So that has kedusha meirechem. So it says Tosfos, ein letamua, al bechor bezman hazeh, amaylo letzvicha l'nodelas. Shaliyavu yetakala, why don't we put it behind the door? We have to wait till it gets a mum and then use it. Derek Agav, the Shulchan Aruch says, what do we do with Manazeh? We try to get out of even Bechor. What do? We have shutfus with an Akum. Right? Whenever, you know, your kosher animal is about to have a baby firstborn, so you team up with an Akum, so the halacha is shutfus with an Akum is mafkiya the Kedusha. And then you buy back the other half. Fine. But let's say you got a Bechor today. What do you do with it? So halacha is you just leave it till it gets a mum. So what do you mean? Why don't you do this? Like, just put it into a room. Ask Tosfos. So says Tosfos, no. The only reason here that you have to do this is because you messed up. So it's a knas on you. You messed up. You have to let it. You can't get any benefit from it. But if you didn't mess up, like by Bechor, I mean, you have to try to be mafkia. That's what we do. But if you didn't mess up, there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to get hana if it eventually gets a mum. That's what Tosfos here talks about, Bechor bezman hazeh. Okay, that is all. Answer number one, Abaya, why? What's the difference between the two ikurs? You close the door. Rava Amar, Mibnei Shenira Kematul Mum B'Kachim. It's not just a bizaya, but it looks like you're putting a mum. It is an Issa Daraisa of causing a mum in Kachim. So here it looks like you're causing a mum in Kachim. It says the Gemara, Nira Mum Al Yehu. You are causing a mum. What do you mean, Nira? You are the Daraisa. So Hani Mili Bizmach Basim English Kayim. No. When do we say, when is the Isser of being Matul Mum Daraisa? When we have a Beis HaMikdash, the Chazi Lak Rava. When you could be makrevit, then there's an issue to put a mum in it daraisa. Hashtu de lo Chazi Lak Rava less lanba. But nowadays, where there is no ability to be makrevit, then there's no issue daraisa of hatalas mum b'kachim. I v'levi kamata mum b'bal mum. What do you mean? What if you have a bal mum bizman Beis HaMikdash, and you're matal another mum in it? You know what? You still violate the daraisa. Why? It's still aser. You see from that halacha that it's not totally on ability to be makrevit. So Gemara says, wait a minute. By a balmum bizman amikdash, fine, it can't be hukrav, but you could sell it and use that money to buy a karban. So it's still in the parsha of hakrava. But here, bizman hazeh, it's not roi at all. Period. So that's why, what does this Gemara establish? There is no Isser of Hatalas Mum B'Kachim Bizman Hazeh. Ask all of the Achronim that this Gemara says there is no Isser of Hatalas Mum B'Kachim Bizman Hazeh, but ask them in Chaschinuch, ask the Stipler, according to, the Gemara says elsewhere, that if you hold Kitcha L'Shaitza V'Kitcha L'Asilavo, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash applies today. And, like Jason spoke about on Shavuos, that you could give a carbon bizman hazeh if we had him as Bayach, if you got out of all the other problems. The Rama Paschal's like that, Shita. Makrivin bizman hazeh, afal pi she'ein mikdash banui. The Gemara says, there's an Issur d'Oraisa today of Shechutei Chutz. If you have a carbon and a shechted animal b'chutz, if I shechted the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, I violate an Issur d'Oraisa. Ask the Achronim, what's the difference? The Rambam passes like this Gemara too. Why is Matzah Bum B'Kachim only an Issur d'Rabbanan, Bizman Hazeh, and Shechutei Chutz is an Issur d'Oraisa? Shouldn't they be totally on the same thing? You can't give a carbon, you can't give a carbon. So the Stipler says, right here, in the Gilas Yaakov and Simon Zion, the Stipler says, no, there's a big difference. What's the Mechayiv of each one? What's the mechayiv of Isra Atalas Mum B'Kachim, and what's the mechayiv of Shechutei Chutz? The mechayiv of Shechutei Chutz is the yicholes lahakrif, the ability. So the ability. Do we have the ability? If we had a Beis HaMikdash, yes. If we, I'm sorry, if we had a Mizbeach, yes, we have the ability. Is there a mitzvah to be makriv bizman hazeh? No. That's his chiddush. There's a heter lahakriv bizman hazeh, but there's no chiyuv lahakriv. Unless there's a beis hamikdash. Did a chiyuv to bring a carbon tamid today? No. There's a mitzvah, but not a chiyuv. The mitzvah lahakriv, so that has ramifications for the isser of shchutei chutz. The chiyuv lahakriv is what has ramifications for the isser of hatalas mum bekadshim. That's the stipler right here in Siman Zayin. Love this. Okay, Viter.
The other answer that you cut the tendons.
Cut the tendons.
You want to kill the animal? I mean,
so, no, it's not killing.
I understand that that's not killing.
That's what the Tosafot says yesterday about Baal Tashchis. Are you allowed to kill it? The Gemara said, no, it's a bizarre. That's what we said here. Why don't you just chop it in half?
Well, that was for the...
For this one, right. Right. So, this case, I don't think we want to kill the animal. You just want to maim it and then let it live. Just want to make it unusable for us. Doesn't sound like the animal's going to be in pain afterwards.
You let it live and you feed it.
And you do everything, right. And just can't get a hana'ah from it. Can't work for you. Achachay Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Loi, Degoya Pischa de Tzur, Rabbi Yonah found Rabbi Loi, was at the opening of Tzur. Amar Lake Tani Behemate Aker, Avad Mai. Sorry, Eved Mai, Behema should be uprooted. What about an Eved? What if you got an Eved from the Shuk, you rid of Avodah Zarah? What are you supposed to do with the Eved? So Eved Yisrael Kami Boili. A Jewish Eved, you got it from the Shuk, there's no question, right? What are you supposed to do with him? He's yours. Ki Kami Boili, Eved Ovi Kachavim Mai. What about a non-Jewish Eved? Right? What of that? You have to do something to a non-Jewish Eved that you can't get benefit from him? So Amalei, Makami Boile, call. What's the difference? Tanya, what's your question? Tanya, we know the Brisa. Ovdekachavim, Vaharoi Behemadaka, Lomalav, Lomaridin. Right? It says, Ovdekachavim, and you don't help out at all. Malav, Lomaridin. So they're like, Lomalin, Velomaridin. We're not Malav from above if they fall in, but we're not more of them, meaning we don't hurt them. So here too, we shouldn't hurt them. We can't do anything wrong to the Eved Avodas Kochavim. So Amalei Rav, so fine, that's what we do. We don't do anything. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeirah, Tani Lochem Mehem Behema Vavadim Ushvachos. The Brisa that we said that you buy all these things. Eved Yisrael Odilma Afilu Eved Avodas Kochavim. According to the Rabbanan, Rashi explains, that argue on Rab Nasan, right, that have this second Brisa, that you're allowed to buy this. Are you allowed to buy any Eved? Amalei Mistava Eved Yisrael, right? Eved Yisrael probably would be mutter. Di Eved of the Kochavim. Why are you buying an Eved of the Kochavim for? Says the Gemara, why not? Ki Yasa Rabban Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. I feel Eved of the Kochavim, but Beis Shemachniso Tachas Kanfi Yashchina, because you're bringing him on Tachas Kanfi Yashchina. Right? An Eved, he's going to become a quasi Jew. Eved Kenani Bechayven Mitzvos Keisha. So that's already Nichnas Tachas Kanfi Yashchina. No problem. Amar Avashi Atu Behema Mai Machnas Tachas Kanfi Yashchina Ika. That can't be the reason why you're allowed to get an Eved, because you're allowed to buy Behemoth too. There's no Shechina there. Ela Mishum, what's the reason that it's allowed? Mishum Miutayu. The reason you're allowed to take them is because you're lessening the assets of the guy, of the Avodah Zarah. So Hachanam, Yachanam Yidamati Shari. Here too, that's why you're allowed to buy all these things according to the Rabbanan, to Rab Nasan, because that's not called being Mahane, or maybe Mahane is Mutter, but taking things from them is not included. And that's why Rashi said in the Mishnah that the whole issue on Dav Beis is all about selling to them, not buying from them. Rav Yaakov Zavan Sandala. Rav Yaakov used to buy sandals from the Yerid. Rav Yirmiyah Zavan Pita, he bought bread. Omerle Chavachavra, one said to the other one, Yasma of Rav Chachi. Hey, orphan. Call him like an orphan from Torah. Did your Rebbe do this? Meaning, how could he do that? Omerle Yidach, Yasma of Rav Chachi. They each insulted each other like they each said to the other one, what are you doing? Rav Travayu Mibalabaya Zavan. Each of them really bought from a private balabais who does not pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah, so it was each mutter. But they each thought that the other one, where's the Dalan Chavschus here? Right? But they each thought that the other one did something wrong. Let's finish up. Like we have before. The only problem is if you buy it from the merchant, the shagli mechsei minei, you buy it from the wholesaler. Avalokech mibalabayis to the shagli minei mechsei mut. If you buy it from somebody private, no problem. If Rabbi Yochanan was around today, but asra the kashakli mechsa afilim mibalabayis, in a place where they take taxes even from a balabayis, abi asr, he would say it's asr. Ela inu heichi zavin mibalabayis, inu kavua zavin. But they bought it. Rabbi Yochanan would say, it's also even for the Baal Maisa. You know how they did it? Because it wasn't a Kavua Baal Bais. It was somebody who came once in a while. So they never made him pay taxes anyway. So that's why they did it. It was Mutter. Just one final Ha'ara, and that is, Tosas here asks, among other Rishonim, had Rabbi Yirmiyah buy bread from them? Pasakum. I'm going to learn later on. Pasakum. Tosas says, either it's a place where there was no Pas Yisrael, or it was for his pets, or it's for his non-Jewish work. But Tosas here does not quote what he says later on. Tosas later on, right, there's a Yesodus Dika Tosas, Daflam and Hamabes, for Tosas, Tosas says that Pasakum is different from all the other Akum Alachas. Gvinas Akum and Yain Akum and Bishal Akum. That Pasakum never took on in Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not the same Halacha. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, Pasakum is a Chumr, it's not a Halacha. All the other ones are Halachas. We'll talk about this a lot in 20 blocks from now. But all the other Pishalakum, Yain, those are all halachas. Pasachim is a chumra. Okay, during Atzeres Yitzhuva coming up, and Yonah Dioma, there's a minog of following that chumra, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. But besides that, it is a chumra, Tosfos says, and maybe that's why, in this circumstance, that's why he couldn't fulfill the chumra. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will continue next week.